This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN, where this week we're looking back at the year 2013 in news around the globe. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well.
2013 was kicked off with US President Barack Obama's second inauguration and an address that was hailed worldwide as a landmark moment in gay rights.
It was a watershed year for gay rights across the United States, with victories for marriage equality in 9 states and progress on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. But the biggest moment of all came in June with 2 massive decisions out of the US Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has handed down a decision.
The federal ban on recognizing same-sex marriages is dead.
In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that denying gay and lesbian couples federal recognition is unconstitutional. The Defense of Marriage Act was signed into law in 1996 by President Clinton, and the woman who brought it down was 84-year-old widow Edith Windsor.
I felt distressed and anguished that in the eyes of my government, the woman I had loved and cared for and shared my life with was not my legal spouse.
After years of legal battling and the passage of Proposition 8 5 years earlier, gay couples can marry again in California.
Chief Justice Roberts saying the defenders of the law have no standing. They've got no right to defend this law.
As well as California, equal marriage came to Rhode Island, Delaware, Minnesota, New Jersey, Hawaii, Illinois, New Mexico, and the deep red state of Utah. In May, Illinois legislators held back on putting marriage equality to a vote amid concerns it didn't have the votes to pass.
And today we were hoping that our state could give our union the highest recognition that society gives to people who want to build a life together, and that's marriage.
But by October, legislators got it over the line on the same week that Hawaii, where the American gay marriage debate was born, brought the issue full circle.
After decades languishing in the too hard basket, the US Senate passed the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which makes it unlawful for employers to sack workers on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. As the last of the conservative Democratic holdouts and 7 Republicans came out in favor. Senator Tammy Baldwin called on the Speaker of the US House, John Boehner, to stop obstructing the bill.
This is about America's core and fundamental values, freedom, fairness, and opportunity. Just bring it up for a vote.
But I think this legislation is unnecessary. People are already protected in the workplace.
And finally, the Boy Scouts of America voted to lift the long-standing ban on gay youth, while the ban on gay leaders remains intact. Opposition came from religious conservative groups.
BSA no longer stands for the Boy Scouts of America. It now stands for the Boy Sodomizers of America.
Around the world, marriage equality was won in Brazil, France, New Zealand, England, Wales, and Uruguay. Nowhere was the issue more bitterly fought than in France. The National Assembly approved the bill, which included adoption rights for gay couples, as mass protests against the reform turned violent and bizarre. Groups of neo-Nazis clashed with riot police in the centre of Paris, and one man shot himself in the historic Notre Dame Cathedral in defiance of the law.
In Britain, wartime codebreaker Alan Turing, convicted of homosexuality and forced to undergo chemical castration, was given a posthumous pardon. And 8 years after the UK's civil partnerships were introduced, politicians in Westminster approved gay marriage by huge margins as Tory leaders fended off threats the move risked alienating the Conservative base. Labour MP David Lammy pushed back against claims civil partnerships were enough.
This is not separate but equal. It is separate and discriminated, separate and browbeaten, separate and subjugated.
And across the Tasman, 2013 was the year our Kiwi cousins thoroughly put us to shame.
The eyes are 77, the nose are 44.
We are allowing 2 people who love each other to have that recognised, and I can't see what's wrong with that for love nor money, sir. I just cannot.
But I tell you what, it wasn't all rainbows in 2013. Ugandan lawmakers in December passed a law imposing life imprisonment for homosexual activities and penalties for people who failed to report known homosexuals. Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, made homosexuality a major election issue, threatening to behead gay people. And in a major step backwards, India's Supreme Court overturned a 2009 ruling, effectively making homosexuality a crime again in the world's largest democracy.
But headlines were dominated by Russia, where the situation degenerated rapidly with the passage of a bill effectively banning pro-gay speech. As outside groups debated whether to boycott the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, anti-gay hate crimes escalated dramatically in Russia. In Volgograd, a 23-year-old man was tortured and his skull was smashed in after he revealed he was gay. Across Russia, gay youths have been bashed, humiliated, and forced to admit their sexuality on camera after being lured on social media. In March, British broadcaster Stephen Fry confronted one of the architects of Russia's anti-gay pogrom.
I spoke to a girl yesterday. They tried to rape her, to cure her. She goes to the police as soon as they find she's a lesbian. Go away. The police don't respect her rights.
It's a fairy tale. Gay people are lying about their problems.
Now to some of the headlines making news in the sporting world this year. An NBA star, Jason Collins, became the first major league player to come out as gay.
You always knew you were gay?
Yeah, it's. I sort of describe it as you know that the sky is blue, but you keep telling yourself that it's red.
Also coming out in 2013 were US soccer player Robbie Rogers and Olympic diver Tom Daley.
My life changed massively when I met someone and that someone is a guy.
And that's some of the news last year from beyond our shores affecting the LGBTI communities. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Next week, we're bringing you the QNN wrap-up of the year 2013 in Australia. Until then, bye for now.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.